This is Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Again, today's episode is powered by RX Bar, the Whole Foods Protein Bar. Go to rxbar.com/CLNS and use promo code CLNS for 25% off your first purchase. First Lady Melania Trump.
Stop right there.
Gave her
speech. Stop right there. That's all. She
about
said something.
Positivity,
oh my God,
on social media.
Yeah.
Okay. I will set it up that way.
Yes.
She gave a speech about positivity on social media. Jimmy?
Did her husband listen? That's all I want to ask.
And that's
I'm
what
sorry.
I like. I know.
I don't think it's, you know, I feel bad for her in so many ways.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
And she wants to do right with her position.
Yes.
But I'm just going to leave it there.
Right. And that's,
I'm sorry. I was going to go to another leg. I said, no, I'm just going to leave. She's trying to do right with her position as the first lady.
Right. And she's like a salmon swimming upstream.
Yeah.
And
yet, you know what? In this day and age where we talk about the Me Too movement and the power of the woman, okay, I'm going to give her credit.
You're right. And that's, you know, when we sat down talking about this particular story and thinking about putting it in the lineup, weren't we... We said that often you are always beating up on Donald Trump and always anti anything that the administration does. And this was an opportunity to really, hey, if there is something good going on, we want to talk about that. And that's the case here. And she was speaking to these there's some lawmakers, their spouses. It was a luncheon for spouses of governors who were meeting with President Trump. And in her speech, she said, quote, "I'm asking you all to join me today and commit to promoting values such as encouragement, kindness, compassion and respect in our children. With those values as a solid foundation, our kids," she goes on to say, "will be better equipped to deal with many of the evils in our world today, such as drug abuse, addiction, and negative social media interactions." That sounds good.
That sounds good. So in therapy, sometimes couples get to say one side to the other. So what I think I hear you saying, my couple friend.
How do you know about this therapy thing?
It's because I have a team of
therapists. Oh, okay.
Mental, physical, emotional, take your pick. I have a small army of therapists.
A small army. Oh, my goodness.
That being said, that would be Team Young, by the way.
Team Young.
Team Young. And that being said, it is amazing to me, again, that the guy that shares her, that she carries his last name.
Right.
Okay?
Melania
not mentioning
Trump.
His name.
Yes.
Okay?
She is the first lady of the United States who happens to be then the wife of the president of the United States who happens to be Donald Trump.
All right. And yes. I'm going to admit.
Did I need to make that explainer?
No. Explainer? What I learned, again, is an acronym is that FLOTUS.
FLOTUS, right.
I didn't know that she was. I didn't realize that actually exists.
Oh, yes. That does exist. There's POTUS, yes. President of the United
POTUS
States.
POTUS sounds like a disease, I just want to say. And FLOTUS sounds nice.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like something you spray up your nose when you have the flu.
Could be. That's right.
Right.
And Lord knows we've had a lot of that.
I know. But there was a big pushback on this because really she was trying to frame this as a conversation, and rightly so. There's a lot of ugly stuff that's being said on social media.
We talk about it all the time.
Exactly. There's a lot of bullying. There have been cases of young people going out and committing suicide because of how kids have been spreading false rumors about them on the internet, spreading pictures that shouldn't be out there. All kinds of negative things happen on the internet.
Is there any way we can get her to run the country?
Because
I don't know about you, but the woman rules the roost.
Well, she wasn't
house.
Born in this country.
Well, that's a good point.
She can't do that.
All right.
Right.
It's too bad.
But she can be FLOTUS. And in her role as FLOTUS, she's trying to push for more positivity out there on the internet, on social media. But you're right, Jimmy. I mean, she is. Anytime she comes out and talks about this, then the next layer of conversation is, how can you talk about this when the president on an ongoing basis is not just having sort of negative conversations on his Twitter account, but really tearing people apart, using the kinds of words and things that we would potentially, you know, kids would have said out on a playground. Not that that's right, but that's the kind of place where you would hear some of these things. And so how can she be credible in her messaging about this when her husband continues to do the things that he does online?
She can't. But she at least can look herself in the mirror at the end of the day and say, I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great thing, by the way.
Right, right.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall in
yes.
bedroom just for one night?
It's the only time I've wanted to be a fly.
I mean,
because, you know, flies are just pretty gross.
Right.
So it's not like when people say, oh, wouldn't you want to be a fly? Well, no, most cases I don't want to be a fly.
By the way, really scary movie long time ago.
The Fly.
I got nightmares.
What was it, Fly? Lord of the Fly?
No, The Fly with Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's creepy.
It was real creepy, especially when he started getting
Fly things. Yeah. No, I'd rather be, why not the butterfly on the wall?
The butterfly on the wall.
Yes, I'd rather be the butterfly on the wall to
just
hear how this plays out.
Inside the White House, between the two of them.
I mean,
you talk about an opportunity for a pay per listen or something. People would love that. That'd be the most entertaining show in television history.
It would be. But look, having said all of that, there is weight to the words of the First Lady. And it is good.
And weight to the words of all women now.
Right. Well, exactly. No,
you're
right.
I didn't get any pushback from what I said last week about the swimsuit edition at all, but I did get to listen to myself, and I was a little alarmed by some of the things that I said.
Well, Jimmy, that's why I'm always alarmed when I'm around you. Things come out.
I gotta tell you.
I'm alarmed.
Right. So let's give some credit to our females, because I do still maintain. By the way, I can't have children. I'm a male. You can't have children.
Well, I think there was a guy who got pregnant one time.
Yeah, one time, right?
Yes.
And maybe more. We just haven't heard about it.
Yeah. But
seems to me that a human being that can reproduce.
Right.
Has a big advantage over those of us who can only cause the reproduction.
Oh, man, the wheels have fallen off the truck here.
That's what I'm just saying.
How do we go from positivity on the internet to
I want to give power to the women. I want to show respect. I want to show respect to the
Me Too
movement.
Sounds like a sex ed class.
I was using euphemisms there, Dan. You know what a euphemism is, right?
I do know what that
and
is.
I thought it was using
a nice wool sweater that you can get from, you know, somewhere, L.L. Bean. I think that's what I'm going to
segue from this into the Oscars
right.
and the Academy Awards, because this weekend, I hate dating these podcasts, but during the Academy Awards, there will be a winner of the director of the best movie.
That's usually what happens at the yes.
Right, thank you.
That always happens.
Setting this up, Dan.
Yes. Yeah, but that always happens. That's not anything unique to this one.
Did you know? Okay, that for only I believe the second time in 90 years we have a female who is a director of an Oscar-nominated movie, Lady Bird.
Right.
Her name is Greta Gerwig. I'm hoping it's Gerwig and not Gerwig, but
yeah,
I'm going out on a limb thinking it's hard G on both sides, Greta and Ger. Okay, so it. And sometimes Hollywood can kind of be a precursor to things that are going on in the society. A lot of people use the platform for political reasons,
right?
Another use of media. There's going to be a certain someone on the red carpet that they got in trouble. Let me rephrase that. An old accusation has reared its ugly head for Ryan Seacrest again. Okay, I think that's more accurate.
And do we know yet if he's going to be on the red carpet or not?
I believe he is.
Because there was some question about whether they'll still move forward.
But anyway, we digress.
That's
in a few days.
Right.
We're not going to know. By the time people listening to this, perhaps
they'll have known.
Anyway, just the fifth woman nominated for directing in 90 years of the Academy Awards and the first female nominee since Kathryn Bigelow became the only woman to win for The Hurt Locker in 2010. She is expected to win.
Yeah. Look, I think
And by the way, just think about the power of a female going up there, winning, an Academy Award. She's going to have the entire audience of the world at her feet.
Well, look, I think when you look at what last year was, which is women, going the now public, above ground, disturbing past of how women were treated in the workplace and elsewhere. Now, I think 2018 is the year of the woman. And so it's wonderful to see women in situations like this where they potentially could be the first of anything. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think it's wonderful that the First Lady also is using her platform to also make some first, if you will, to bring some positivity to a medium that has been not all negative. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff that comes from social media, and certainly we're coming to you from social media right now using a Facebook platform. And so there's a lot of good that comes from that, but we have to be careful that with the good, there is some of the bad. And I think she's trying to say, look, let's pay attention to this. And she's talking to other women as well and saying, make sure you watch over what your kids are doing. Encourage them to be positive in everything that they do out there, certainly in life, but when they're online as well. Don't hide behind the keyboard to say things that could potentially be hurtful.
Which is one of the reasons why I have the utmost respect for all single women out there who are raising children without a partner.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No,
but
I did not say it.
Yes,
I did
single
not.
Women. Yeah, just, I thought you were going somewhere with that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not in the sewer. Okay. I'm not. I really not. I don't spend a lot of time in there. All right.
Are you saying I'm in the sewer?
No. I wasn't sure where you were going. I mean, you know me pretty well. I could have gone to the sewer. I've been there.
If you like the show, share it. Subscribe on iTunes and keep listening to Behind the Media.